Salutations, and welcome to the second episode of the year of Houndbite, a food podcast only on WHJE. Now, if you're a longtime listener and have a good memory, you might remember everywhere I visited. We're talking burgers, pizza, coffee, sushi, English food, seafood, and so on. While all these places serve completely different types and styles of food, they all are or aren't one thing, and that's vegan. Today, we're going to be taking a closer look on the rapidly growing world of veganism, and even get a chance to talk to a real-life vegan, Mei Ban. So let's dig right in. For those of you who don't know what veganism is, it goes a little something like this. No
meat,
dairy,
seafood,
eggs,
animal byproducts.
Seems like a lot to take in, but many Americans are now turning towards veganism as it's one of the fastest growing lifestyle choices in the country, with the number of vegans skyrocketing 500% since 2014. But the popularity for veganism hasn't always been so high. In fact, the word vegan was not coined until 1944, when Leicester-based Englishman Donald Watson published his weekly article known as The Vegan Times. Fast forward to the 1980s, and you'll find that veganism was often associated with punk and hard rock counterculture and other such groups. The modern-day vegan did not emerge until the 21st century, where the exponential growth has not been ignored. But how do people choose to become vegan? While I cannot specifically relate to being vegan, WHJE's own Mei Ban is just one of 1.62 million practicing vegans in the United States. I asked her about her daily life with veganism and how she got to that point.
I decided to become a vegan when I watched a video on YouTube of someone explaining why they were vegan, because I was subscribed to them.
Oh.
Yeah, and it showed like videos of animals being like tortured and killed and all that stuff, and it just like broke my heart, and I did a bunch of research. And I watched a few more documentaries, and then I just decided that it was something that I believed in.
For me, going one meal vegan is hard enough, but how does Mei do it all day? Here's what she has to say on her daily diet.
A typical day would probably be in the morning. I usually eat cereal because I'm lazy and I like cereal. But instead of milk, I drink like almond milk, which was kind of hard to get used to, but I finally did. Now it's like fine. And then for lunch, I'll have like a peanut butter jelly, honestly, or like some soup. I like soup. I'm always down for some soup. For dinner, usually it's like a potato or like some pasta. Like I eat a lot of carbs because that's like the main food group that I can eat. So like, that's just usually what my meals consist of.
Only 52% of Carmel restaurants describe being vegan-friendly, so how does Mei go around eating out?
But, like, I look up the menu first just to be like, hey, is there options here for me? And if not, I'll just, like, prepare myself to eat nothing. But most of the time, they're pretty accommodating, and the more experienced you get, the easier it is to just kind of create your own.
Many vegans not only like to help animals affected by the industry, but also help their bodies by eating a more healthy and wholesome variety of foods. This is what Mei had to say when it came to how she feels after becoming vegan.
I honestly just feel so much better, like physically, when I eat better. And I think that goes for a lot of people, even if you aren't vegan. Like, the more healthy foods you eat, the better. And being vegan kind of aids in that and helped me like educate myself on like how to feel good.
While it's clear veganism isn't for everyone and it comes with its own set of draws and setbacks, it's clear that this once little known idea has become a major presence in America. For WHJE, this has been John Griffin. Music used with permission from bensound.com.